Voice News Radio, KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis in studio. And we were supposed to be talking Hogtoberfest this next segment. They've got an event coming up to benefit Metal Ark Hills, this Thursday.
Thursday.
Cox Brothers Barbecue. I know that they were on last week on the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation show, and I know you guys spoke a little bit about it.
Yeah, and they have a brunch time and then or lunch time, and then they have an evening with all kinds of other activities that are going on. And the proceeds, a portion of the proceeds from Cox Brothers and sales of all the stuff they have go toward the Parkinson's program up at Metal Ark Hills. And it's something that they have done for a long time. The restaurant's open all day, so any day, anytime you want to go in Thursday and have lunch or dinner is terrific. At dinner time, they're having a buffet. They got a roast hog, which that's like one of the greatest things ever to put on a table.
Absolutely.
And, and all the tremendous size that they have at Cox Brothers, and they've got a polka band. They got some beer specials that are going on, and then they have raffles that they're drawing for. They have a raffle, and it's like a 50-50 raffle or something like that, where whoever's raffle ticket is drawn gets 50% of the lot, the plot, whatever it is. Well, that whole bunch of money that they raise through the raffle.
Yeah, the Hog and Kisses contest, that sounds like
a lot of fun. They got like five people in town that... I guess whoever gets nominated the most or raises the most money gets to kiss the pig.
That's great.
That's always a great day. I've never kissed a pig like that. I may have fallen on a pig and my face implanted on a pig, but not on purpose. So that's coming up Thursday. That's a neat thing.
Yeah, and Cox Brothers Barbecue, they do a lot of these fundraising events.
And Metal Ark Hills, what they do for Parkinson's patients, and not just those that are living there. It's sensational. It's a terrific program and one that is, respected throughout the region.
Yeah, and letting people, people who live with Parkinson's are helping to make their lives better, easier.
Yeah. So a neat thing there.
Well, good. 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. October 24th. That's this Thursday.
Yes. We have some breaking news here this morning. This is regarding a Manhattan business, a long-standing Manhattan business. Terry Olson at Eastside and Westside Market was in the station this morning and handed us a piece of paper, and she has announced that she is retiring and that the Eastside and Westside Market stores are going to be closing effective November 23rd. She has been in the business. She bought it in the mid-70s. She's had it for 43 years. The market was started in a little shack back in the 40s, Edith and Bill Bush of St. George had it, and then the McKeeman family owned it for quite a while, and Terry worked for the McKeemans and purchased the store in 1976, and then they added the West Side store there in the early 80s over by what was then the Holodome, which is now the Four Points at Sheraton, by Sheraton. And they are an iconic business in this community. And a lot of that is because Terry is just a magnificent spokesperson for that for her business. You know, all of the if you've seen the billboards and all of the newspaper ads, she drew every one of those. Wow. If you've ever heard her on the radio, she has always recorded those ads. I don't, in the 28 years that I've been here, I've never heard anybody voice an ad for Eastside Westside Market other than Terry. And, the staff is there. They love it. They have a tremendous selection of a lot of things. She says in the notice that they've had some issues and some challenges as a small business, a small retail business, in purchasing and transporting products. And we can understand that. She gets... peaches from all over the nation, apples, and she brings them in on her own trucks.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No.
But she is a retailer that has a lot of Kansas products and of course, you know, a lot of house plants and a lot of things for you know, home and garden and a lot of little knickknacks. I think it's a business, like I said, you know, the word iconic is easy to use, but there's a lot of character to her business. And that is that's sad news to hear about that, but we wish her well in her retirement. She says in the news release that she'll have more time to travel and spend with her family. And she's been doing a lot of running. She does a lot of the 5Ks and 10Ks that are around the area. That's just something that she picked up a few years ago, and she just loves it. Absolutely loves it. She loves the participation in those. And they say, she says that there's a going out of business sale that will continue now, their last day of business, which is November 23rd. And that will give customers about a little over a month to use any unexpired gift cards. If you got some Christmas shopping to do,
yeah,
you know, that might be something to do. So, congratulations to Terry Olson. We're sad to hear about the closing of the stores, but we're happy for you in your retirement.
Absolutely, what a great opportunity for her. And
yeah.
You know, it'll be sad for the community, but
yeah. In fact, you know, Alana was in here and she was just mentioning about, I love that place.
Yeah.
You know, she's a regular, and you know, that's going to be something you'll hear from a lot of people, because when you go to Eastside Westside Market, there's always a number of customers in there. And it's a regular stop, because you know what you're getting, you know where it comes from, and it's nice to keep those dollars in local business pockets, because local businesses are what support all kinds of other things around town, including right. things like radio stations and newspapers and we've had a wonderful relationship with her over the years. When I was here in the 80s, I was well familiar with the stores and shopped there. And it's a neat place and one that's going to be missed. And Terry's approach to business has just been her own style, and it's worked well for her. So congratulations.
And I join you in saying I love those ads. I hear about the O. Henry peaches from Idaho. Oh,
whenever she brings those peaches in, it's just like whoosh. One of the other things that she said is that the owner of the property that she leases there on the east side is wanting to sell the property. And that may have been another factor, because she is in there with her store. The Eastside Market store has been in the same building as a convenience store, and Pride, which was there for a number of years. Gas station, a little bit of a farm influence to it there at that location. And they closed, a year or two ago. And so, you know, the interest in selling that property and the location of the property, I mean, that would be tremendous for anybody that wants to locate a business there.
Absolutely.
And it's big enough to put some, you know, pretty good-sized business on there.
Mm-hmm. So certainly is.
There's hotels and there's restaurants around there. Who knows what may happen there. But, you know, I saw somebody post on Facebook, you know, it's sad to see this. You know, we've had so many businesses that have closed and in the community and restaurants, and you know, but we're still a thriving economy here in Manhattan, Kansas. And this is not an economically driven, or it doesn't reflect the economy in Manhattan, Kansas.
No, not at all. And you know, it's hard to run a business, you know,
let alone
that long.
It is.
So kudos to her for doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Terry was in the station here just a few minutes ago, and I know you're going to try to reach out to her and interview her, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of the things that she has to say about that. So,
absolutely. Yeah, busy day, busy week here in Manhattan. You mentioned the Hogtoberfest. That's also Oktoberfest going on.
Oh, that's right.
I was having trouble saying that this week, and my wife and I were saying there's Hogtoberfest and Oktoberfest.
And homecoming's a whole lot easier to say, but that's this week too for K-State.
Mm-hmm. Going to be a great week. K-State homecoming festivities, paint the Ville and Aggieville tonight.
And congratulations to a bunch of guys around here, guys and gals. Mitch Fortner, John Kurtz, Nick McNamara, Jen Edgar, all en route to Lawrence tonight to pick up Kansas Association of Broadcasters Award. Did I say John Kurtz?
Uh-huh, yep.
And also Chris and Christine over on B104 have first place morning show award they're going to get, or second. I don't know. I mean, we got a lot of awards to pick up this tonight up in Lawrence. So I got one last night. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad you were there. So that was a big one.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank
Dave.
You. It's 10 a.m. The GMCF Community Hour is next on K-Man.